the neighborhood is half the cost of the house. So
the average, you know, the average in the region now, the typical home is depending on what statistics you look at, is about $350,000. This is assuming a 20% down payment and up to $100,000. So it wouldn't be $100,000 each. If the down payment was less, then they could stretch the dollar to affect more than 10 homeowners. One of my concerns about this program is we're serving so few people. But the bottom line is it is whatever the down payment assistance is per home, and it doesn't have to be $100,000. It could be less than that, depending on other financing. And, of course, if someone has access to certain federal programs, you can do it with less than 20% down. But as you know, 20% down is the normal for home buying. So as I read this, no additional staff and up to $100,000.
So you're talking not FHA, you're talking conventional loans then? Because
not the housing director, but
20% is usually a conventional loan. You have to put 20% down. FHA
correct.
Or VA is usually less. And that's why I'm kind of... I did home mortgages years ago, so
it's the ceiling, not the floor. Let's be clear.
Yeah, no, I understand that. It just seems like a high ceiling is what I'm saying.
So why don't we do this? Since this is really a notification, let's make sure that the housing director, unfortunately, could not be here this morning.
But get more information on it.
Let's get some more information for everybody on that. And while I've got the microphone, the PCC Swan Island Training Center that Commissioner Fritz had mentioned, I'm happy to hold off on that until the budget process, unless I hear otherwise that there's a critical, urgent, immediate need, and I'll get everybody more information on that as well.
Director Kennard, I want to go back to the general fund reconciliation for a second. What's the lesson? What's the takeaway on the timing of getting the money out the door for the Portland Gay Men's Chorus and the Creative Laureate? As you know, on the Creative Laureate side, that was a stipend, and so we're well into her term of service, and would have liked to have had the stipend out the door. And of course, the Gay Men's Chorus was to help offset the cost of a trip, which has already occurred. So, what's the takeaway in terms of how we can get the money out the door quicker?
That's a great question. I don't know the intricacies of the challenges that were incurred when in these particular instances. I do know that the size of our special appropriations department has grown significantly in recent years, and so I'd be interested in having further conversations with the grants division, who manages that, about the support that they need, if they need any additional support given the workload, how it's increased over the last few years.
Yeah, and I think we have to be also cognizant of the expectation once we've awarded the money in terms of the recipients and whatever we've represented in terms of the timeline for the money to be distributed. Okay. And since typically, not always, but typically there's a council champion for one or more of these things, I think maybe we can engage those offices to help get the proper paperwork pulled together so it comes to council so we can get approval, because this is typically done on consent.
Yep.
And I know there's a paperwork burden, but I'd like to see us be more timely in getting the special appropriations out the door.
Okay, thank you. All right, so finally, the last piece of paper that I have to walk you through is just noting positional changes across the city. So there's a net change of 36.3 FTE through this proposed bump. That will increase our total authorized position count to 6,600 and almost 88 FTE. The largest changes, as you can see in this table, are with the Bureau of Transportation, which I noted earlier, and the Office of Community Technology becoming a standalone office. What you don't see here is obviously the fact that those staff from OCT are being moved from the Office of Management and Finance, and the growth in the Office of Management and Finance is really the procurement division and the work that they're trying to do there. All right, now I'd like to open it for any additional questions or items that council and our community budget advisors would like to discuss.
Yeah, I have a budget note that was prepared by the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability on something they were directed by council on light pollution. And they are recommending that this go through the normal budget process, that they've responded to the budget note, and now that it go through the normal budget process. And I guess in light of the mayor's desire to have a pretty robust reserve to cover some contingencies, we'll follow those rules and pursue this through the regular budget.
Okay.
I think it might be helpful when you bring the budget to council in the public hearing to have a presentation about the Portland United Against Hate so we can find out where are they at, what's this plan. This is one of the biggest single allocations proposed for them, so I would like to know, is it an expansion of the program? What are the results so far? Just where are we at?
Thank you.
With regard to the Gateway Center, I just want to remind people that there's the current request to make the transfer happen. I just want people to be aware there's an ongoing request. The county has agreed to take on the responsibility for Gateway, but in exchange for that, they're going to want us to help fund the transition over, is it a 5-year period, I believe? Just so people are aware of that, there will be a regular budgetary ask for that.
That will come in the regular budget.
Correct.
As an ongoing.
Correct.
Okay. Great. So where we're at in the process is we are filing the mayor's proposed bump. Any changes can be brought via amendment to the proposed bump at the hearing next Wednesday. We are always available to assist with the construction of amendment language and facilitate that. So our office can we'll send out an email to council offices about any amendments that they're interested in having, and we're here, obviously, to answer any questions as well.
Well, if I could, I just, you know, we're not here to make decisions today, but I will be looking to see if I can find support for an amendment to allocate $1 million on the Pittock project. And I think the record is now, I think, clear in terms of the urgency of that request. That would allow us to get started. I want to thank Mother Nature for giving us a kind of a wet day today, a stormy day, as sort of a reminder of what's to come. And we are concerned about, obviously, property owners that are below where the landslide is likely to occur. And then I appreciate you walking us through each of the general fund reconciliation pieces. I think there'll be some sidebar conversations just to test the waters on appetite for some changes. But I think the principle the mayor has articulated about putting aside some additional contingency because of the unknown exposure that we have is sound. But we've given ourselves, I think, enough room to make some discrete changes if it's the council's will. So we'll have those conversations. So thank you.
Commissioner, to be clear, are you proposing to reduce the contingency from $4 million to $3 million, or to reduce the transportation allocation from $4 million to $3 million?
The latter.
That's what happens when you don't show up for the meeting, right? So I want to ask our budget advisors, or Kofi, if you have any thoughts. We also have a number of bureau directors in the room. I don't know if there's anything urgent that any of the bureau directors want to flag. All right, good. Thank you. Great presentation. I just have one weird request for future meetings, and maybe this is a sign that I'm actually getting to an age that's called mature. I'm not sure I live up to it. I find this document very hard to read.
Okay.
Could we do it in larger type going forward?
We are retiring our budget software, and so with that, we will retire that report. We will send it off into the night, and we will have an easier to read report in the new system.
I just want to confess to the whole world my days of 9-point are behind me.
Oh, just wait until you get your cataracts done. It's a whole new lease on life. I want to thank the budget office for this presentation. And also to note that my office did not put in any new requests for ongoing things, nor did the Office of Equity and Human Rights. So I got some inkling of what other bureaus want in the regular budget process through their requests that may or may not be funded. I would like to have some conversations with my colleagues and with other bureau directors to find out what other things may be coming that people who followed the rules might not have been able to put on the table in this process.
Very good. Thank you, everybody.
Hey. So in the future, I'll make sure you don't see it. Oh, okay. Made a reference to the grants office being larger or more. They've gotten more work.
I intended to say that the workload has increased.
Okay. Yeah. Because the FTEs has not.
I will make that clear. I'll send a follow-up and make that clear. My full intention was to say the workload of special appropriations, the budget for special appropriations has gone up, and the workload
as well as
has gone
the
up.
Number of contracts.
Right.
That they are
right. And that was fully what I intended to convey.
I will
clarify that. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that
absolutely.
Was an excellent summary memo.
Oh, good. Okay.
Your FHA.
Thank you, Commissioner.
3.5% or something. So are you working with the people that? And also,
thank you, ladies. I don't know if I've formally met Jessica Carr. I've been in many meetings with you, but yes.
I think they're also realizing women are just as smart with numbers as men.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
Smarter. Yes. I was a numbers person, so I
yes, thank you. It makes me happy too.
I'm sitting on a school board with five and two men. When I started, I was the only woman. It was all men. We have the two positions that are not going to be won are both men. There's a potential there could only be women on the board. Because when we had our workshop, the predominance of people coming to find out about applying for the board were women. There was only three men out of 14.
I've been in the office for a little over 3 years, which is not long, but for our office at this point, it is a little while. When Andrew left, I became the interim assistant director when Claudio became the interim director, and then Claudio has just taken a position with the Parks Bureau as their business operations manager. It was in the paper. So now I've taken over as or been appointed interim director, and they're actually going through the permanent recruitment right now. So hopefully within the next few weeks. I am, I'm in the interview process right now, actually, today. So, I'm all dressed. So we should know and thankfully have, like, the stability of knowing, as Rita pointed out, it's pretty critical that we get somebody on board before the start of the year. So we should know soon. Thanks. It was great to meet you. Thanks for coming.
They move faster than they normally move. I've looked at this Northeast strategy thing because I push it back and
we have one change.
What?